know much about God's things. Once when he was given a feast, suddenly a guest died. And this startled him. He sold all things to give to the poor. He started to preach the words of
God.
And a group of people went with him along to preach. They call themselves the poor men of
Lydden.
And they are the poor men of Lydden. And they gave testimony to the Lord.
到了第14世纪的时候,
14th century.
我们知道这样就,
we know that in Europe, and there is a group of people called, other people call them mystics.
因为那个时候啊,这个基督教的情形越来越不像样了。
Because the Christianity is in more corruption.
我们知道这是 Dark Age 啊,这是黑暗时期啊。
And this is called Dark Age.
人根本不认识谁。
Man did not know God.
所以神就兴起一班所谓奥秘派来。
So God raised up a group of people called the mystics.
像 Master Eckhart.
Like Master Eckhart.
这个 John Taylor, 我们弟兄提他的名字。
John Taylor, which our brother had mentioned.
这个, 他们称他们自己是 friends of God, 神的朋友。
They call themselves friends of God.
他们是专门注意与主交通。
They pay attention to the communion with God.
在他们中间实在有些的人认识主的生命。
Some among them really know the life of God, of the Lord.
在英国呢?
In England,
在14世纪的时候,
in 14th century,
那个时候,英国的情形也是,都是虚实的。
The condition in England is also outward form.
所以神就兴起一个人叫 John Wycliffe。
So God raised a person called John Wycliffe.
这个John Wycliffe是很有学问的一个人。
And he is a very learned man.
他就在那里攻击当时这个教会的那个腐败。
He attacked the corruption of the contemporary church.
他主张说我们要回到圣经里头去。
He said that we should go back to the Bible.
我们要起来跟从基督。
We have to rise up and follow Christ.
他最大的贡献就是把圣经翻成英文。
His major contribution is to translate the Bible into English.
叫许多的人都能读他自己本国的原语。
So that many Englishmen can read their own the Bible in their own language.
也有一般的人就出去游行布道。
Another group of people went out to preach the gospel.
这些的人他们称他们为Lollards。
And other people call them Lollards.
Lollards is also babbler.
Lollards are also babblers.
就是在那里讲讲话。
They keep talking.
他们实在不是gossip，他们是preach the gospel.
But they are not gossiping, they are preaching the gospel.
这一个是在这个英国的情形。
And this is in England.
受了Wycliffe的影响。
And under the influence of Wycliffe,
在欧洲有一个John Hus出来。
In Europe, there was a John Hus.
那么后来有一帮与他在一起的人就称 Husites.
And there was a group of people with him that were called Husites.
那个时候他们为主做见证。
In that time, they gave testimony to the Lord.
但是甚至为主被焚烧，这个被人抓来焚烧。
They were arrested and burned by people.
等于这个在罗马教的眼光认为这些都是叛徒。
And in the eyes of the Roman Catholic, they are the rebels.
到了15世纪的时候,
and in the 15th century,
我们看见在欧洲神兴起两个团体来。
We see that in Europe, God raised two groups.
一个团体称为Unitas Fratrum, 那就是 the United Brethren.
One group is called United Brothers.
最一般的弟兄啊。
And this group of brothers,
他们就主张我们受洗要敬礼的。
They said that when we are baptized, we have to be submerged.
并且他们说我们基督的圣活要圣洁。
They also say that the life of a Christian has to be holy.
他们主张说我们要尊重我们良心的自由。
And they said that we have to respect the liberty in the conscience.
并且他们主张说生的儿女应当合一。
They also proclaim that God's children has to be one.
他们本来目的是要成为一个另外的组织。
They did not mean to have to be of a different organization.
他们愿意与神的众儿女都联合起来。
They are willing to be one with God's all children.
同时还有一个团体。
Another group.
是称为这个 Brethren of the Common Life.
It's called the Brethren of the Common Life.
嗯，他们很主张呢，这个开学校。
And they wanted to have schools.
嗯，这个学校呢，他们无论他们读什么东西
，No matter what they read in the school.
嗯，并且对于一切的生活。
And however they live,
都要根据啊这个基督的福音。
They have to be according to the gospel of Christ.
我们知道他这个办学校结果很大的这个关系。
We know that this school has great consequence later.
就是我们很多人都看到的 Imitation of Christ 这个仿效基督。
And there is a book called The Imitation of Christ.
也是从这个团体里头出来的。
Was written by people in this group.
到了十六世纪的时候。
16th century.
那当然我们知道十六世纪就是为改教的时期了。
We know that the 16th century is the time of Reformation.
因为那个时候基督教实在是失去见证。
Because The Christianity has lost the testimony.
圣经呢都是用铁链锁起来的。
The Bible was chained.
人就根本不知道人怎样得救
，and they don't know how men are saved.
因为说要靠你的功德来得救的。
They think that you have to be saved by your works.
所以那个时候就买赎罪票了。
So they sell this indulgence.
那个时候要盖那个圣彼得 cathedral.
Now in order to build this big cathedral of St. Peter,
并且教皇啊，他要他自己的这个 treasury， 他的仓库啊，要丰富一点呢。
Also, the Pope is trying to build up his own treasury.
所以就派人到欧洲各地去买赎罪票。
So he sent people to all over Europe to sell this indulgence.
你只要出一点钱买一张赎罪票。
As long as you want to pay the money to buy a ticket of indulgence,
你所有的罪就赦免了。
Your sins are forgiven.
甚至于你预备要犯罪都会先来的。
And even the sin that you are going to sin is forgiven.
所以结果有一个人就买了这个赎罪票。
So one bought this indulgence.
他预备要犯罪。
Because he is ready to sin.
他要犯什么罪呢
？What kind of sin is
he? 他就是抢这个卖赎罪票的人的那个 box.
He tried to rob the one that sells the indulgence his box.
结果抓去了。
He was captured.
他把赎罪票拿出来认罪。
And he shows forth his indulgence, and he was proclaimed not guilty.
就是用到这样一个地步。
And this is to this extent.
耶稣基督的见证是完全失落。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is completely lost. But we thank the Lord.
我想这个历史大家都知道了。
And this history you all know.
他就升起马丁路德了。
God raised Martin Luther.
他就升起克雷恩来。
And Calvin.
升起 Zwingli 来。
And Zwingli.
他们这一班的人就起来。
And they raise up.
他们主张用心称义。
They proclaim justification by faith.
他们主张一本公开的圣经。
They proclaim open Bible.
让我们所有的人都能读神的话。
So that all people can read the words of God.
但是可惜。
But unfortunately.
这个改教没有改得彻底。
The Reformation was not thorough.
虽然马丁路德他所看见的比他所改革的更多
although what Martin Luther saw was much more than what he reformed
但是因着环境的关系
but because of the circumstances
他就停留在那个地方
and he stopped right there
结果就有一半的人
and there was a group of people
他们因为说这个改教改得不彻底
who felt that Reformation was not thorough
他们愿意回到圣经的里面去
and they were willing to go back to the Bible
一直要照着圣经来做
and they had do all things according to the Bible.
所以那个时候这一班的人被人就称为 Anabaptist.
So these people were called Anabaptist.
Anabaptist 就是再受浸的人。
The Anabaptist is to be baptized again.
因为那个时候就婴儿受洗了。
Because at that time the babies were baptized.
你这个点一点水，那你就得救了。
They got water sprinkled on your forehead, you were saved.
你保险了。
And you are insured.
但是这帮人觉得说圣经里头没有这个东西。
But these group of people felt that in the Bible this is not so.
你一定要自己相信然后受洗。
You have to believe. then baptized.
并且你一定要进到水里头去。
And you have been submerged into the water.
你就同时同埋同时活。
And to die, to be buried, to be resurrected with the Lord.
所以大家就称他为Anabaptist。
So they call them Anabaptist.
这些的人，他们主张与主有交通。
These people proclaim that they should have fellowship with the Lord.
他们主张说教会是神这些信徒的聚集。
They say that the church is the group of believers.
是在圣灵的里面被聚集在一起。
They are gathered together in the Holy Spirit.
与世界要分别出来。
They are separated from the world.
那个时候，他们是主张和平。
At that time, they proclaimed peace.
他们主张政教要分开。
The separation of church and state.
到了这个，就在那个时候，我在那个16世纪末了的时候。
At the end of the 16th century.
一直到17世纪。
Until the 17th century.
我们知道，在这个欧洲法国那一带地方有Huguenots。
We know that in France there is a Huguenots.
他们也是神在那里所兴起的见证。
They were also the testimony that God has raised up.
到了17世纪的时候。
The 17th century.
我们看见那个时候啊，已经改教了。
We see that the Reformation has already been done.
英国已经立了这个英格兰的这个国教了。
England, they already have the Church of England.
但是也是变成形式的东西。
But again, it becomes nothing but a form.
所以神就兴起一般的人来叫Puritans清教徒。
And God raised up Puritans there.
我们知道美国就是清教徒，他为着要宗教的自由，就逃到美国来建国的。
We know that the first immigrants to the United States were these Puritans. They came to the United States to escape religious persecution.
那个时候神也兴起 George Fox 嘞。
And God raised up George Fox.
他就是主张里面的安静。
He says there should be peace inside.
里面要受圣灵的引导。And
there should be the leading of the Holy Spirit inside.
人称他们为Quakers。
And people call them Quakers.
那个时候有的人称为Independent, 有的人称为Baptist, 有的人称为Presbyterian.
Some were called Independent, some Baptist, some Presbyterian.
都是dissenters, 都是那一般就是说为这个与国教分开的人。They
were dissenters who separated themselves from the Church of England.
但是他们在那个时候就是要起来维持神的见证。
But at that time, they wanted to rise up to maintain the testimony of God.
都是在欧洲的地方。
In Europe.
我们看见这个Pietists兴起来了。
You see, the Pietists rise up.
有一般这个敬虔安静的人起来了。
There are a group of godly and quiet people who rise up.
像 Spanner 了，像 Frankie 了这般的人。
Like Spanner, Frankie.
他们在生活的里面，他们要遵守使徒的生活。
And they want to follow the life of the apostles in their own life.
他们的聚会要像使徒要像哥林多前书14章里头那样的一同聚会。
They want to have the meetings as the meeting in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
所以这一般的人，他们也是在欧洲有很大的见证。
So this group of people, they gave a good testimony in Europe.
我们知道以后啊，到了18世纪的时候。
We know that in the 18th century,
这个Zinzendorf就是得着他们很大的帮助。
Zinzendorf got great benefit from this group. And Zinzendorf actually went to school among them.
我们看见到了18世纪的时候。
18th century.
在欧洲有Zinzendorf Moravians兴起来。
In Europe, there was Zinzendorf Moravians.
在英国就有Wesley这个George Whitfield他们兴起来。
In England, there was the Wesleys and George Whitfield.
实在那个时候还有一帮人叫做Philadelphians。
At that time, there was another group called Philadelphians.
他们在聚会的中间就保存一个彼此相爱的灵。
They kept a spirit of love in their meetings.
这些的人都是要为神做见证。
They all wanted to be witnesses for God.
到了19世纪的时候。
19th century.
有所谓弟兄运动开始了。
Now, that was the beginning of the Brethren movement.
在1828年。
In 1828.
在这个Ireland, Dublin的地方。
In Ireland, Dublin.
有几个弟兄
There were a few brothers. They gathered together. They thought, we should not belong to any group. We should have fellowship with all the saints. But because of this reason, other people closed their doors to them. And they say that you have to be my member. If you do not become my member, you cannot come. So they have no place to go. And they gather together in home. A few of them before God. They felt that they should break the bread to memorize God. So they start to break the bread to remember the Lord. They encourage each other. They call themselves brothers. And some of them have titles. Some of them have degrees. They gave up all these. Because we are all brothers. At that time, God uses this group of brethren to be his testimony. Within 20 years, the testimony swept from England to Europe and to many other places. This is the brethren movement. And they pay attention to the Bible. And the many Bible truths that we know today were released at that time. Coming to the 20th century. At the beginning of the century, Christianity enters into another phase of organization. And God raised up somebody in California. In Kansas as well. They started the Pentecostal movement. In Wales, England, there is the Welsh Revival. And the revival was to such an extent. And the judge would put on their white gloves. Because there's no cases to try. That's what we see the extent of the revival. We also know. The Keswick Convention, although it started in the 19th century, it prospers in the
20th.
And the Evan Hopkins that our brother mentioned yesterday was one member of the Keswick. In around
1960s,
we saw this movement of charismatics. The new charismatic movement. At that time, the ordinary churches are so dead. So God raised up this new movement of new Pentecostal. And many people were saved this way. Although sometimes there are excesses. But I thank God this must be a reaction from God. To the deadness of the Christianity. And in England, God raised a brother.
T. Austin Sparks.
T. Austin Sparks.
这一个弟兄,
and this brother particularly knew the eternal purpose of God. He knew the spiritual nature of the church. In China, God raised brother watchman. He showed us the spiritual life and spiritual warfare.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
从教会开始以来,
from the beginning of the church,
虽然人因为软弱的缘故,
although because of the weakness of man,
把基督的见证失落了,
The testimony of Jesus was lost. The world did not see Jesus. And what they saw was anti-testimony. But through ages, God for himself, He has preserved a minor amount of people to be his witnesses. But these witnesses were persecuted by the other parts of Christianity. Their testimony was responding to the condition at that time. And they are not complete either. But we praise God. One generation after another, the testimony of Jesus is fuller and fuller. And coming to the end of the 20th century, we have received this revived testimony of Jesus through the 20 centuries. All the testimonies that were recovered before by God, they are inheritance to us. We have received this full inheritance. But brothers and sisters, not only we have to maintain what God has already recovered for us, we have to move forward. We will be lost. Dear brothers and sisters, before our Lord returns, his testimony on this earth has to be established. Although the great mass has failed, but God still has his faithful witnesses on this earth. Dear brothers and sisters, oh that God will give us mercy, so that we can receive this mercy from him, that we can receive this testimony, that in this time that we can be witnesses for Jesus Christ. When this testimony is complete, our Lord shall return. So dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us, so that we know we do not go astray from his testimony. Whatever he has entrusted to us, what we have seen and heard, that we have experienced personally, we have to rise up and hold. We have testified. Not only so, we have to open our hearts. Let him lead us to move forward. When we enter into his fullness, because the church is his fullness, let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，虽然仍可以失败，但是你永远得胜。我们赞美你，你是历代为着自己的地上留下你的见证。我们主啊，巴不得你怜悯我们，叫我们这些承受教会产业的人，主啊，叫我们不至于失去我们的产业，叫我们更能加重这个产业。愿你为你做一个美好的见证，听我们的祷告，奉主的名。
主啊，当你面前来的时候，你叫我们真能不安，因为你显明了父的心意在我们身上。父如何在创世以前就定规了他那永耀的旨意。 父亲在过去的年代已经不住地说话，后来又借着您来向我们说话，而逼着将我们亲自的遇见你，享用你们要保留的把父所有的荣耀和丰富都赏赐给我们，连同你自己一同赏赐给我们。哦，我们的主，我们知道你是荣耀，你是丰富的，你是全能的主。
你原来就是与神同等，你在荣耀中是与父一同坐，但是你原来你甘心的隐藏了你自己，要把父神所有的心意来向我们解开，把父神心里面所有的意念向我们倾倒，并且把我们这些人带进神那永远的旨意、丰富的旨意的里头。所以我们实在没有办法能领会这一份恩情，因为我们都是出于尘土，我们里面所有的都是悖逆，我们知道如今在你面前还是带着许许多多的残缺，但是你一次看中了我们，你就没有把我们放过，你一直用你的大爱来追随我们，你一直用你的奇神爱说来牵引我们，到如今你的心还是紧紧地贴在我们的身上，你还在等候我们向你有反应。哦，我们的主，我们何等的蒙福，因为是你这样的恩待了我们。我们谢谢我们的主，我们愚昧的时候你把你自己的光赏赐给我们，我们没有力气往前的时候你亲自做了我们的扶持。哦，我们在黑暗中的时候你却做了我们的亮光。主啊，在这样的昏暗的日子的里面，你仍然不住用着你的话、你的笑脸和你的自己来光照我们。主，谢谢你在过去几天在这里向我们所做的功，如今我们在这里继续仰望我们的主，但要我们的主把你心里面很重的还没有说完的话，主你今天向我们再说，一直说到我们的心在里面跳动，一直说到我们的心在你里面向你有完全的反应。主啊，我们称颂你，我们赞因此我们也重新把你的仆人交托在你的手里，用你自己的圣灵高牧他。主，我当他说话的时候，你在他的话里面出来碰见我们一个人，叫我们众人都向你俯伏，都在你自己永远的心意的里面给你折服。主，我们赞美感谢我们的主，我们实在的明白你没有空空把我们招聚到这里来，你要得着我们这些人做你自己的见证人。哦，你要透过这些无用的器皿来显明父在创世以前的那一个心意。主，所以我们实在在你面前说，主把这一个恩典赏赐给我们，叫我们能按着你的心意站立在这个幕后的日子的里面来见证你的自己。主啊，我们仰望你，我们仰望你在聚会的中间，主啊，在这个末了的一次的聚会的中间，主你不保留的向我们说话，完全的向我们说话，主啊，你也完全的得着我们这一些人甘心乐意的把我们自己献在祭坛上，不住的保持自己活在幔子里面，与你面对面，在你的荣光中间走完我们该走的路。主，我们不敢说我们能留下什么脚踪给下一代，但是我们愿意，主，你要我们走的路我们能走得上来，你要我们显明的见证我们能满足你的心意。主，因此我们再次说，我们所需要的是你自己的怜悯和你的扶持，但愿我们的主，你在这一个时间里头更明确地把你的心意放在我们的里面，吸引我们众人没有保留的那样跟上去。主啊，我们敬拜你，因为你是做工的主，你一定把你永远的旨意做成在我们身上。是为了这个缘故，我们一面面向你低头敬拜，一面在这里仰望你来成全你所要做的。但愿你的荣耀在这里又完全的彰显和充满，你的心意在这里也完满的给人去认识和跟随。主啊，我们感谢你，我们感谢你，祷告奉主的名。
主，我们看一处的圣经。
Let's read one scripture in the Bible.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十节
Verse 10
我们不念那整个的一节
We shall not read the whole verse
我们只念在括弧里边的那几句的话
But only those words in the parentheses
帖撒罗尼迦前后书第一章第十节
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10
在国库里头的话语
The words in the parenthesis
我们对你们做的见证你们也信了
For our testimony to you has been believed
在我们中文圣经的里面
In the Chinese translation
这是我们对你们做的见证
It says our witness to you
在英文里头就比较更
In the English translation, it is heavier. It says, our testimony.
我们的见证，你们也信了。
Our testimony, you have believed.
感谢主带领我们一直到这最后一次的信息。
We thank the Lord that he has led us until this last message here.
我们一同在这里看关乎见证和见证人的事情
We have been looking together this matter of testimony and the witness
我们知道这件事在神的心中是一个很关切心的事情
We know that this matter is dear to the heart of God
在神的话语里面也是非常忠心的
In his word, this is of central importance.
所以在我们的身上也应当占一个非常忠心的地位。
And because of that, in our heart, it has to have a central position.
很多的时候我们注意许许多多零零碎碎的事情。
Many times we pay attention to the fragmentary things.
我们也为许许多多零零碎碎的事在那里做见证。
And many times we testify to these fragments of things.
但是我们对于神那个忠心的意念，我们却忽略了。
But to the central mind of God, we have neglected.
我们在神的见证上，我们忽略了。
In the testimony of God, we have missed.
所以在这最末后的时候
That's why in the last age
我相信神要在他儿女的心中要恢复他自己见证的地位
I believe that God wants to restore the position of his testimony in the hearts of his
church 因为自从造天地以来
Because when the heaven and the earth were created
神一直在那里要把他自己见证给我们人
God has been testifying himself to us.
他要我们人知道究竟他是谁。
He wants us to know who he is.
叫我们真正能认识他。
That we can truly know him.
因着认识他与他联合。
And because we know him, we are one with him.
因着与他联合我们就能把他见证出来。
Because we're in union with him, we can testify him out.
我们的见证并不是客观的。
Our testimony is not objective.
我们的见证也不是被动的。
Our testimony is not passive.
我们的见证是主观的。
Our testimony is subjective.
我们的见证乃是经历神而见证神。
Our testimony is to testify God through the experience in God.
这个见证不单是我们每一个个人要起来做的。
And this testimony is not that we individually have to make.
因为这个见证太大。
Because this testimony is too great.
我们个人没有办法在那里做一个完全的见证。
Individually, we cannot be individually a complete testimony.
所以我们需要一个身体来为这个荣耀的头来做见证。
So we need a body.To testify to this glorious head.
今天早晨我们愿意在这里说一点微妙的话语。
And this morning we would like to share with you some words that we have not finished yet.
我们再要来看见证人的构成和我们的见证。
And we want to look at it again, the making of a witness and what is our testimony.
我们知道神他在地上寻找他的见证人。
We know that God looks for his witnesses on this earth.
神在那里呼召人起来为他做见证。
God calls men to be his witnesses.
当然他不会呼召那一般不信他的人来为他做见证。
Of course, he will not call those who do not believe him to testify to him.
但是对于所有蒙救赎的人，
But to all who have been saved,
神在那里呼召我们来做他的见证人。
God is calling us to be his witnesses.
我们要记得这个见证人的呼召乃是普遍性的。
We know that the call for a witness is universal.
并不是说有的蒙恩得救的人神呼召他来为神做见证。
It is not to say that some people who have been saved, and God would call them to be his witnesses. And some other Christians, God has not called them to be his witnesses. I think we should see that all that have been saved by grace, God calls them to rise up to be his witnesses.
神为什么拯救我们?
Why God saves us?
我们再说个远一点, 神为什么创造我们?
To speak farther, why God created us?
神又创造我们, 又拯救我们。
God created us and saves us.
他里头一个目的就是要我们来为他做见证。
One purpose is so that we could be his witnesses.
所以这个呼召是一个普遍性的呼召。
So this call is a universal call.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹都是神所呼召的。
Every brother and sister is called by him.
他都呼召我们来做他的见证人。
He calls every one of us to be his witness.
但是圣经里头有一句的话。
But there is one word in the Bible.
他说被召的人多。但是选上的人少。
He says, many are called, but few are chosen.
我们都是被神呼召的人。
We were all called by God.
但是我们能不能被选上做见证人？
But can we be chosen to be his witness?
这一个是一个另外的问题。
And this is a separate matter.
不是说我们没有被呼召。
It is not to say that we are not called.
这个呼召是临到我们所有神的儿女的。
The call arrives to every child of God.
但是有的人他能答应这个呼召。
But some answer the call.
有的人他不答应这个呼召。
And some do not answer the call.
有的人他蒙了恩典就接着这个恩典来答应呼召。
And some receive the grace and answer the grace according to answer the call according to the grace.
有的人蒙了恩典，但是他把神的恩典浪费了。
Some receive the grace but wasted it.
所以他没有答应这个呼召。
And he does not answer the call.
我愿意弟兄姊妹再看见。
I want brothers and sisters to see again.
在旧约的时候，神的见证临到人的手里是律法。
We see that in the Old Testament time, when the testimony of God arrives at man, it becomes law.
律法因着人的软弱，有所不能行的。
And law cannot be accomplished because the weakness of man.
所以律法一无所成。
So the law cannot accomplish anything.
我们看见以色列人，他们不能遵守神的诫命。
We see the Israelites cannot observe the laws of God.
我们看见他们羞辱了神的见证。
We see that they have lost the testimony of God.
他们羞辱了神的名字。
They have put the name of God to shame.
因为圣经告诉我们说，
Because the Bible tells us,
律法的本意是叫我们知道我们的罪。
The original meaning of the law is so that we know our sin.
为什么神把律法给人呢？
Why God gives law to man?
神知道人没有办法守这 这些律法。
God knows that man cannot observe these laws.
神知道人也不能为他做见证。
God knows that man cannot be his witness.
但是因为我们人不认识自己。
But because we do not know ourselves.
我们以为说我们能。
We think we know. We can.
以色列人说，凡是神所吩咐的，我们都要遵守。
The Israelite says, whatever God commands us, we have to observe.
结果就证明说，他们不能。
Then it proves that they cannot.
律法把我们圈在罪恶的里面。
The law encloses us in sin.
是要引我们到基督那里去。
In order to lead us to Christ.
所以感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise the Lord.
到了新约的时候。
Coming to New Testament time.
当我们的主耶稣来到这个地上。
When our Lord Jesus came to this world.
我们就看见说，神的见证就是耶稣基督。
Then we see the testimony of God is our Lord Jesus Christ.
律法是从摩西来的。
Law comes from Moses.
但是恩典和真理是从主耶稣基督来的。
But grace and truth comes from Lord Jesus.
现在神的见证临到我们的时候。
Now when the testimony of God comes to us,
不再是律法了。
It is no longer law.
临到我们的时候，乃是恩典。
When it comes to us, it is grace.
因为主耶稣就是恩典。
Because Lord Jesus is grace.
他为我们成功了一切。
He has accomplished all for us.
他的生命赐给了我们。
He has given us His life.
他的生命住在我们里面。
His Spirit lives in us.
他要在我们身上做成一切他要做的事。
He wants to accomplish in us all He wants to accomplish.
所以我们看见说这是恩典。
So we see this is grace.
虽然在今天,
although today,
神的见证比过去神的见证更完全,
the testimony of God is more complete than the testimony before.
所以做这个见证比从前好像也更难。
So it seems to be more difficult to witness to that testimony.
但是感谢赞美神,
but we thank and praise God.
是圣灵为神为主做见证。
It is the Holy Spirit that testifies to the Lord.
我们也为主做见证。
And we testify to Him also.
是圣灵在我们里面。
It's the Holy Spirit in us.
用神的恩典来带领我们进到见证的里面。
With the grace of God, He leads us into His testimony.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹听到这
So I hope that brothers and sisters, when we hear these words,
我们听到耶稣基督见证的时候,
when we hear the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们看见那个见证是那么的高，是那么的大,
when we see the high and greatness of the testimony,
恐怕我们觉得这是一个很重的担子,
and maybe we feel that this is a great burden.
有谁能承担呢?
Who can bear this burden?
但是感谢主保罗说,
but we thank the Lord, Paul says,
我今天成了何等的人?
And what kind of a man that I have become?
是神的恩典把我造成的。
It's the grace that made me so.
他成了何等的人，乃是因为神的恩典。
He can be this kind of a man because of the grace of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要看见神呼召我们做见证人。
We have to see that God calls us to be His witnesses.
他已经为我们预备了够用的恩典。
He has already prepared for us the adequate grace.
只要我们接受这个恩典,
as long as we receive this grace,
只要我们与这个恩典合作,
that we cooperate with this grace,
我们就能答应神的呼召,
we can respond to His call.
不是我们自己在哪里做,
not that we do it ourselves,
乃是他的恩典在我们里面带着我们去做,
but it is His grace that leads us to work.
这样我们才能为神做见证。
And then we can be a witness to God.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
虽然是这样,
although so,
圣经上说, 蒙召的人多，选上的人少。
The Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen.
因为被选上,
because being chosen,
虽然是恩典,
although it is grace,
但是里头有相当的条件,
but there is considerable conditions there.
因为这一个见证是那么大,
because the testimony is so great,
所以你就看见说要做这个见证不是简单的事情。
So you see, it is not easy to testify to it.
不是凭着我们自己就能做的。
It is not that we can do it by ourselves.
所以里头有相当的条件在那里。
So there is considerable requirements there.
因为这个见证大。
Because the testimony is great.
所以这个条件也是大。
The requirement is also great.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
他的恩典也是大。
His grace is also great.
所以应当在我们的里面不觉得这是一个律法。
So we should not feel that this is a law in us.
我们应当有一个恩典的感觉在我们的里面。
We should have a feeling of grace in us.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
像我们这样的人。
People like us.
软弱如水一样的人。
Weak like water.
里面毫无良善的人。
And there's nothing good in me.
但是他竟然把他的见证托在我们的身上。
But he is willing to entrust his testimony to us.
因为他知道他的恩典是够我们使用的。
Because he knows that his grace is sufficient.
我们今天受了神的托付。
Today we have received his trust.
我们要为耶稣基督来做见证。
We want to be witnesses for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一件了不得的事情。
And this is a tremendous thing.
基督的时候我们看见说。
Many times we see.
我们在这里做反见证。
We are only making anti-testimony.
我们应当是为耶稣做见证。
We should give a testimony to Jesus.
但是结果我们所见证出来都是相反的。
But our testimony sometimes is all anti-opposite.
虽然我们已经蒙恩得救了。
Although we have been saved by grace.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
因为我们不认识十字架。
Because we do not know the cross.
我们还是活在我们肉体的里面。
We still live in our own flesh.
所以结果呢？
The result.
在我们生活的上面。
In our living.
我们给人看见的。
What we see, show to others.
与耶稣基督相差太远了。
It's so far apart from Jesus Christ.
人在那里观察我们的时候。
When men observe us.
他们说，你们所信的神就是这样的神吗？
They say, is this your God?
你们所信的耶稣是这样的一位耶稣吗？
Is this the Jesus that you believe in?
今天我们看见许多神的儿女在这里做反见证。
We see today that many children of God, they are giving anti testimonies.
很多的时候我们在那里做假见证。
And many times we give false testimonies.
假见证不一定是没有事实。
And it is not necessary that a false testimony is not based on fact.
我们说一个见证第一需要有事实。
We say that the testimony, the first condition is it has to have a fact.
但是光有事实还不能做见证。
But only there is a fact, it is not adequate to be a testimony.
虽然这个事实是事实。
Although the fact is a true fact.
但是你没有亲眼看见、亲耳听见、亲身经历。
But if you have not seen or heard or experienced by yourself,
你就没有办法做见证。
You are not able to give a testimony.
如果你起来做见证，你的见证是假的。
If you give a testimony, that testimony is false.
许多的时候，弟兄姊妹。
Many times, brothers and sisters.
我们在哪里说到我们的主怎样怎样
？We speak about this or that of our Lord.
但是在我们的生命的里面，我们没有经历我们的主。
But in our own life, we have not experienced our Lord.
我们没有摸着这个属灵的实际。
We have not touched the spiritual reality.
虽然有那个客观的事实，
although there is an objective fact，
因为这是神在基督里所成功的，
because that has been accomplished by God in Christ，
这个是永远不变的，
and this is never changed。Never change.
但是你要起来做见证的时候，
But when you rise up to give a testimony,
那必须你要摸着属灵的实际。
You have to touch the reality of spirit.
如果你没有摸着那个属灵的实际，
If you have not touched the spiritual reality,
虽然你的话都是正确的，
Although your word is accurate,
虽然你讲的事都是事实，
Although what you said is a fact,
但是你自己没有摸着那个里面的实际，
But you have not touched the spiritual reality yourself.
所以这个见证在神的面前它是一个假见证。
So this testimony in the eyes of God is still a false testimony.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们在哪里做假见证？
Dear brothers and sisters, so many times that we give a false testimony.
也有许多的时候我们的见证是掺杂的。
And many times our testimony is mixed. Although because we have received His grace, we are able to testify a little bit about His Lord Himself. But in us, there is much that comes out from ourselves. There is much that comes out from this world. Brothers and sisters, when we give testimony in this way, we see that this testimony is not pure, it is mixed. For this reason, the testimony of God is discounted many times. And this is something that we do often.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, many times we give a testimony but without power.
话是对的,
the word is right,
但是没有能力,
but there is no power.
为什么原因呢?
Why?
因为我们是靠着自己来做见证,
because we try to give a testimony by ourselves.
我们用我们的口才,
we use our eloquence.
我们用我们的头脑,
we use our brain.
我们在哪里做见证,
we try to give a testimony.
但是我们不依靠圣灵的大能大力,
but we do not depend on the great power and might of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说我到你们中间,
so Paul said, when I come to you,
没有用高言大智,
I'm not using the great word or wisdom,
也没有用智慧委婉的话语,
and not using the beautiful words and wisdom, but by the Holy Spirit, and that's powerful proof. So that what you believe is not according to man but according to God. So dear brothers and sisters, today God calls us to be His witnesses. He wants us to come up and give a pure testimony. He wants us to give a complete testimony for Him. He doesn't want other things that to mix in testimony that we give. And these will interrupt in His testimony. So we see it is not easy to be a witness. There has to be considerable dealing in a witness. We have mentioned,
在希伯来第十一章的里面,
in Hebrews chapter 11,
我们看见那些的人都是见证人,
we have seen that all these mentioned there are witnesses.
他们如同云彩一样的围绕我们,
like a cloud they are surrounding us.
他们在那里鼓励我们要往前面跑,
they encourage us to run forward,
走这个见证的道路,
to walk the way of testimony.
我们过去是从这个历史的上面来看他们,
in the past we looked at them from the point of view of history. Now we want to learn some lessons from them. We want to see what requirements are there so that we can be true witnesses. Of course, the first one is Abel. In Abel, we see the first condition. What is that condition? When one wants to testify to God, he has to be accepted by God. We know we are all sinners. In us, there is nothing good. When we come to God, no one can come to God by ourselves. If we come to God by ourselves, and we will be consumed by this holy fire. So when see when Abel came to God, he came with this more excellent offering.
那个更美的祭物当然就是预表我们的主耶稣。
This more excellent sacrifice symbolizes our Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
他承认他自己有罪。
He admits that he is a sinner.
他承认他自己该死。
He admits that he should die.
他承认他凭着自己不能来到神的面前。
He admits by himself he cannot come to God.
所以他信靠神。
So he trusts God.
接受神的预备。
Receive the preparation of God.
他用一只羊羔来为他赎罪。
He used a lamb to atone for himself.
所以结果神就悦纳了他。
So God accepted him.
他虽然被杀，他仍旧说话。
Although he was killed, he still speak.
说话就是见证。
To speak is to give a testimony.
一个人要做见证。
When one gives a testimony.
一件事，你在神面前必须被神悦纳。
The first thing you have to be accepted by God.
我们在爱子里面被神悦纳。
We have been received by God in His beloved Son.
所以我们说，一个不信主、没有被悦纳的人，神不会呼召他做见证人。
So we see that one, if he has not been being accepted by God and believing Him, he cannot be called to be a witness.
只有一个蒙恩得救的人。
Only one that has been saved by grace.
一个被神悦纳的人。
One accepted by God.
我们是在爱子里面被悦纳。
We are accepted by Him in His Son.
神就要呼召我们起来为他做见证。
And God will call us to rise up to be His witness.
第二个人是以诺。
The second person is Enoch.
我们说以诺他是与神同行的一个人。
Enoch walked with God.
所以你在这里看见。
So here we see,
我们不但是要做一个被神悦纳的人。
So not only we have to be accepted by God,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们必须要起来与神同行。
We have to stand up and walk with God.
和许多神的儿女。
Many children of God,
虽然是在基督里已经被悦纳了。
Although they have been accepted by God in Christ,
但是他们没有与神同行。
But they have not been walking with God.
神走这条路，他们走那一条路。
God walks this way, they walk the other way.
他们许多的时候要勉强神来与他们同行。
Many times they would force God to walk with them.
但是他们不愿意与神同行。
But they are not willing to walk with God.
我们的主耶稣说，我在哪里，愿信我的人也在哪里。
Our Lord Jesus says, wherever I am, those who believe me shall be with me.
所以我们这般蒙恩得救的人。
So we who have been saved by grace.
如果要做神主的见证人。
If we want to be his witnesses.
在我们日常的生活中。
In our daily life.
我们要学习与神同行。
We have to learn to walk with God.
那就是说我们要与亲近他。
And that is to say that we have to draw near to him.
我们能亲近他的声音。
That we can hear his voice.
我们才能明白他的旨意。
Then we can know his will.
我们才能与他一同的走。
And then we can walk with him.
你如果不与他同行的话，
If you do not walk with him,
你怎么能听见他的声音？
How can you hear his voice?
你怎么能明白他的旨意？
How can you know his purpose?
但是先知告诉我们说，
But the prophet told us,
如果你不同心，就不能同行。
If you do not have the same heart accord, you cannot walk together.
所以我们要与神同行，必定要与他同心。
So if we want to walk with God, we have to have one heart with him.
我们必须要一个爱慕他的心。
We have to have a heart that loves him.
我们向着他一个完全的心。
To him we have a perfect heart.
我们要把我们的心奉献给他。
And we want to offer our hearts to him.
这年里就说，我要将你的心归向我。
In the proverb it says, my son, give me your heart.
你的眼目就要喜悦我的道路。
Your eyes will love my way.
许多的时候因为我们的心没有归向神。
And many times because our hearts are not to him.
所以我们的眼目不喜悦神的道路。
So our eyes do not delight in his way.
罗马书十二章说，
Romans chapter 12
says, 我以神的慈悲劝你们，
I beseech you in the mercies of God.
将身体献上当作活祭。
To offer up your bodies a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It is holy, it is acceptable to him.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Such service is intelligent service.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform to the world.
只要心里更新而变化。
Let your mind be transformed.
叫你们查验何为神良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that you can examine what is, we can prove what is the pure and acceptable and good will of God.
一个要为神做见证的人。
One who wants to give testimony to God.
他是一个奉献的人。
He is an offered person.
他是把他的身体献上当作活祭的。
He has offered his body as a living sacrifice.
活祭就是为神而活。
A living sacrifice is to live for God.
他的心就是归向神。
His heart is God's.
这样的话，你就能查验神的旨意。
Then you can prove the will of God.
你会喜悦神的旨意。
Then you will like His will.
你就能与神同行了。
Then you can walk with Him.
所以这个也是一个很基本的一个条件。
And this is a very fundamental requirement.
我们的弟兄，你弟兄说说过一句话。
Brother Watchman, he said,
他说奉献是基督徒第一个属灵的经历。
He said.Consecration is the first spiritual experience of a Christian.
等住，不过是把你带到神里面去。
Being saved only brings you into God.
但是你信了神之后，第一个属灵的经历就是奉献。
But after you believe in Him, the first spiritual experience is consecration.
如果你从来没有奉献过，
if you have not offered yourself,
如果你的奉献不彻底，
if your consecration is not thorough,
你在属灵的道路上连一步也没有走。
You have not stepped one step in your spiritual way.
因为这一个乃是最基本第一步。
Because this is the most fundamental, the first step.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
我们要做见证人必须要起来与神同行
We want to be a witness We have to rise up and walk with God
第三个人我们说乃是挪亚
The third person is Noah
在挪亚的身上我们要看见另外一个条件
On Noah we can see another requirement
那个就是启示
That is the revelation
我们在神的面前需要有启示
Before God we need revelation
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道神的启示已经完成了。
We see